Our friends from the city of York, they're joining us. Becky Mestis, make sure that we're entertained, and we've got lots of activities going on in the city of York. We're going to catch up with her in a quick second. But first, we're going to check in with the York City Manager, Dalton Pierce. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dalton, we're going to start with you. And I know it's always awkward to brag on yourself, so we will brag on you so you don't have to do it. But you were recognized by Gov Business Review as the 2026 City Manager of the Year.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit more about maybe this organization and how did you get the title?
Yeah, so it's one of those professional platforms. They're a magazine. You know, they put out articles all the time about best practices, you know, trends in the profession and everything. And, you know, last year I was recognized by them as a top 10 city manager and got an email probably about a month ago that they had reviewed and their board had selected me for, you know, the City Manager of the Year for 2026. So, you know, very, you know, I'm honored by it. You know, definitely not in this for accolades. I like to try to stay under the radar as much as possible. But, you know, just because my name's, you know, on that recognition, it's truly my team. You know, I got a great team over there at the city from, you know, top to bottom, all levels of the organization, and a wonderful city council that's very supportive and gives us that space for me to do my job and allow staff to do their job as well. So, you know, I'm honored by it, you know, so I'm just, you know, thankful for it. A little surprised, especially for being my age, to have some kind of accomplishment like that. So, you know, I appreciate it for sure. So.
That's great.
Well, it shines a bright spotlight now on York, right? Right. Mm-hmm. So more folks will know about the secret sauce that we call the city of York. Recently, the York School District broke ground on its second middle school. Now, this is the school, the last school to be built was really the high school. And that was, what, 10 years or so ago. So now we've broken ground on a second middle school, which means growth is here. It's something that you all have been sharing with us as long as we've been doing the series of interviews. And you're constantly, I guess, always getting an update on growth, where you're growing, how you're growing, and make sure you manage the growth so you just don't have neighborhoods popping up all over the place and shopping complexes all over the place. You want a good, healthy balance between residential and commercial.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, since I've been there, council's approved 3 subdivisions. I'm working on year 4, but prior to that, there was about 15 approved. And with that being said, all of those are under construction, whether home building, land disturbance, and then the other 3 are in that permitting site plan review phase. But, you know, with that being said, we are monitoring that, you know, very closely, you know, monthly data, you know, by subdivision. And as a whole, you know, we've been averaging around 30 COs per month over the last few years. So close out, you know, we got about 3,000 units in total with those subdivisions. So we're about 36% of COs versus total units. By the end of the year, we'll probably eclipse that 50 to 51% mark. So in seeing that, and then obviously with the Census Bureau coming out with some population estimates here, the beginning of April, I found some data. You know, it looks like we're going from about 9,800 last year to probably somewhere around 10,700. So, you know, year to year, obviously it lags behind a year. So, you know, we're probably closer to the mid-11s now, but we'll see what next year brings. But, you know, in that, it's opening the city up to different markets, especially on the commercial side. If you've driven around the bypass, you know, we got the fire station being built with the police substation, but there's a lot of commercial projects coming out of the ground, you know, land clearing and such. So, you know, that's something council's been focused on. And obviously with the commercial, it brings, you know, stabilizes the tax base, not as inundating on those public services as residential, but it's kind of chicken and egg. You got to have, you know, population meeting household income, things like that to drive that metric. But, you know, I've come to learn that, you know, and even in local government, you know, things can move slow. But on the economic development side, on the commercial side specifically, you know, it can move slower than you think. And it's kind of cloak and dagger. You know, it's kind of gas and brake at the same time. So, but, you know, with that, you know, we've updated our comprehensive plan. Council adopted that earlier this month. We're finishing up the downtown master plan. We're getting ready to start a ped and bike plan, update that plan from 2016. So pedestrian connectivity and things like that. And obviously just trying to stimulate that economic development and local economic development resilience there in the city.
And a part of that downtown plan and a commercial plan is the hotel that is being built right there in downtown York. What are the updates on that?
Yeah, so, you know, they've got it framed up. It's three stories, and they're starting to dry it in, you know, putting boards on the outside and such. I know they're making a big push, you know, Lord willing the weather, depending on what happens there. But, you know, they're trying to push for that Q4 this year, hopefully October. So, you know, that project is moving along, and we're excited to see that come to fruition. And, you know, obviously in downtown, too, you know, that'll be a great catalyst, I think, for us. But, you know, we're doing some things with the downtown master plan and internally to continue to stimulate and get those vacant buildings filled up. And I would say probably over the last 3 or 4 months, we've probably had like 5 or 6 grand openings, which has been great.
Well, they just did a recent rebrand of their downtown area. So that helps, right? Mm-hmm. People like to buy in when everyone is part of the team and you've got a unified look. And that hotel is really kind of like the first boutique hotel in downtown York, mm-hmm. which again, 10 years ago, I don't know if that was even on the radar. And here we are now sitting with what about 10,000, 11,000 people in the city of York. Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, congratulations on the growth there. And then when you look at entertaining 10 to 11,000 people, Becky, in the city of York and beyond, because we know people from Clover will come, mm-hmm. people from Rock Hill, Lancaster, Chester, they will come to events there in the city of York. What's going on as we're approaching the spring and summer months?
So heading into April, of course, we have our big event, Silver in the City. Mm-hmm. So the Airstream Rally comes into town. We're also kicking off a farmer's market this year, which will be the same weekend as Silver in the City. We'll have one in April, May, June, kind of skip July and August, gets a little hot, and then go back to hopefully cooler months in September, October. But yeah, we're really excited about that. That's a Main Street initiative that we're starting this year as well. So kind of tying it in with the Airstream Rally is perfect.
Oh, man, boy. And the our friends from Silver in the City, John Leake and Terry Montgomery, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to join us in April to preview that. So that's always a fun time.
And Rebecca, that takes place in what weekend in April?
April 17th through the 19th.
Great. Okay. Yeah.
So keep that in mind. And then, can't believe it, but we're already looking at Summer and Summerfest. Yes. That is the City of York's signature festival.
Yes. Saturday, August 22nd. That is the date.
Go ahead and save the date.
Yep. Save the date, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm really excited to announce that Comporium is back on board as our presenting sponsor. We also have Rock Hill Coca-Cola and Five Blossoms Shop, who just opened, had a grand opening last week.
Perfect.
In the downtown York is also going to be a platinum sponsor.
Okay, great. Get them in and
make
them a sponsor. that's how we do business. That's really it. And sponsors do such a great job. They really take on a brunt of the financial load. So it makes almost everything there free of charge or at a very reduced cost. So keep that in mind a lot of times. And, you know, businesses want to invest where we live, work, and play. And I think that speaks volumes to that. So, all right, we'll keep that in mind. And, of course, all the other favorites that happened in the city of York throughout the spring and summer months, those will continue to happen. And we'll catch up with Becky and Dalton when we learn more about those events when we see them next month.